the year of fine.
February,
you're my little Valentine.
March,
I'm gonna march you down the aisle.
April,
you're the Easter bunny when you smile. Yeah, yeah, my heart's in a whirl. I love, I love my little calendar girl every day.
Based on a true story, Calendar Girls tells the tale of best friends Annie and Chris, who resolve to raise money for their local hospital by persuading four fellow members of their women's club to pose nude with them for an alternative calendar. Homemade Theater closes their 31st season with Tim Firth's heartwarming comedy. The show runs weekends April 15th through May 1st at the Spa Little Theater in Saratoga Spa State Park. We are joined by the production's director, Diane O'Neill. Diane, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, Joe.
Very nice to have you here.
Very nice to be here.
We also welcome Devra Cohen-Tigor, who is the character you play?
I'm playing Annie.
You are playing Annie. Excellent. And that would mean, you play Annie and then Chris is played by Joan Meyer.
That's correct, Joe. Good morning.
Good morning. Very nice to have you all here. Thank you so
Thank
much.
You. For Thank it. You.
Thank
us.
You.
So let me begin with you, Diane. What have you gotten everybody into?
A lot of fun.
Excellent.
A lot of fun. This is the happiest crew, and it's such a charming story, and these girls tell it very well. And it was a little intimidating to start with. We thought, how are we going to get six women of a certain age to agree to do this play? But we had 32 of them trying to do this play. So,
what are they agreeing to do?
They are agreeing to take their clothes off and put something like...
Things,
yes. Like a pile of buns or some orchids in Joan's case, mm-hmm. or a teapot and a teacup in Devra's case, to cover up things you shouldn't see. So you really won't see much more than you see on a bathing beach thing.
Yeah, so it's not...
But it's suggestive, not...
I believe the way it is tagged in the promo material is tasteful partial nudity.
That's exactly right.
Yes.
That's exactly right. So you will see a hip line occasionally with nothing obscuring your view, but nothing else.
Okay, I don't know why I'm asking this question.
Go ahead.
Well... So if the teapot breaks, are you screwed? Are you? Is it all on that teapot?
I've got a supply of them back there.
I'm just concerned about our supply of orchids.
So at that moment, do you come out naked? I guess that's the question.
Well, you'll have to come to see the
okay.
show
all right.
to be
yeah.
able
all
to.
Right.
So we'll leave it to your imagination for now. But
right.
like Diane said, it's tastefully done.
Yes.
And that isn't the major theme of the play.
Absolutely. I understand that. Never mind. It doesn't matter. I'm just saying if something goes wrong, the backup is, are you still taken care of?
Sure.
Yeah.
We take care of each other.
Yeah, that's good.
Yes.
Excellent.
Yes.
Anything
right.
can happen in live theater.
You,
so
that's
you're
right.
Well
there are,
aware
there are
of
people
that.
So the teapot goes.
We're good improvisers.
A hatch that slams.
Yeah, that's right. And you have
a shield that comes flying
quick
in.
Quick orchid replacement. Excellent. I got it. The show is interesting because it's for the local hospital. It shows what people will do for a good cause.
Yes. Yes, and we are also raising money with the sale of magnets with our Calendar Girls logo on them to raise money for cancer research as well.
Wonderful. Yeah. What has rehearsal been like? You said it's been a lot of fun, but what is it? What has this process been like of mining this play?
My process as a director is to put them on stage and worry about the stage picture for the first week or two,
mm-hmm.
and let my actors work, because we've hired a lot of people who have an enormous talent and a long background in working in theater. So my job eventually is to tweak what they have done, to say, yes, I love what you're doing, keep doing it, or could you back off a bit on that, or emphasize this word or that word, or think about the energy behind this line. So I'm a tweaker.
Seems like a fun role.
It is. It's a long process, but
So, Deborah, talk to us. Tell us a little bit about the character Annie.
Well, what's interesting, before I get into Annie, what's interesting, I think, for all of us, the six women, is that we can't seem to call each other by our real names, that we've really embodied these characters because they have a lot of similarities to who we are in real life, and they seem to fit quite well with our real personality. So Annie is a very warm, caring woman who... really adores her husband. He's kind of the guy that everybody enjoys having come over. He's always upbeat, optimistic, really thinks about you versus himself. And the loss of him is quite devastating to her. And I think it's with the support of these five women that she gets through it. And having the opportunity to throw herself into such an enormous project in his name is her healing process through the play, but within that there's so many fun bits, and Tim Firth, the author, has really created some fantastic dialogue that uses humor to get through difficult moments, and that's been terrific fun with these women.
And I'm hoping, Joan, you'll tell us about Chris.
Oh, sure. Chris, I mean, I always wanted to refer to Chris as the party girl, but unfortunately, party girl has a different connotation these days. But really, Chris is the person who is always up for fun, who's always looking for something, something exciting to do. Her life is, as it is right now, is pretty conventional. It's a conventional, middle-class, relatively small-town life in Yorkshire. And... you know, she has always been someone who wanted to do the fun things and have adventures. And she hasn't always had them, so she sort of made them where she could. And Annie has often been her partner in crime in that. Annie is sort of the yin to Chris's yang, if you will. And Annie is very grounding for Chris. I think she helps keep Chris human and humble. Chris would very easily, you know, be the one going, "Hey, let's go bungee jumping off the Empire State Building." I mean, that's the kind of thing that she would
okay.
do. You know, and Annie would probably say, "Maybe we should try something not quite as extreme." You know,
yeah. Chris is the instigator. She's
yes.
the doer.
Yeah.
She gets everything moving,
mm-hmm.
and then Annie follows through with it.
And they have four amazing friends.
And that's yes. what was my next question for you. Tell us about the other members of this wonderful cast.
Oh, they are so much fun. There's Cora, who is the single mother, church organist, and probably the funniest play member of the cast. She's an ex-rock chick, so she has that, let's have fun. She's It's a wonder she isn't Chris's best friend, but probably the two of them would get into way too much trouble. She's also a wonderful singer. If you come to see the show, you will find out, wow, man, no wonder she's an ex-rock chick. She can sing. Then there's...
And she really is an ex-rock chick.
Yeah, she really is an ex-rock chick. That's true. Yes, this is a bit of typecasting. Then there's Celia, who's the trophy wife. who really doesn't enjoy being a trophy wife. She plays golf with the leaders of the polo club, or whatever it is.
The Royal Yorkshire Golf Club.
And makes fun of the women in the golf club all the time. She's a very feisty, funny, wonderful, warm-hearted person. And then there's Jess, the ex-respectable school teacher, who's not quite as respectable as her students probably thought she was. And there's some very funny moments in the play when she reveals herself to be the school teacher. And, oh, yeah. I'm going to not tell about that. You need to see that moment in the play.
You have to see that part of the show. Absolutely. Yeah.
And then there's Ruth, the dear little goody two-shoes, who comes into her own. And that also is a wonderful moment. And unlike the movie, this play gives all six women plenty of time to be seen as real people and grow and be the wonderful, human, interesting people that they are. They're funny and wonderful and warm and
It's just a delightful show.
Is this somehow based on a true story?
Absolutely.
Yes. That's what I thought. Okay.
Yes, absolutely true story. Yeah, the women who did the calendar in 97 in Realstone in Yorkshire, this calendar took off as an international phenomena, and they raised enough money to buy the settee for the hospital, which was their motivation.
Mm-hmm.
It has since then raised $3 million for Bloodwise, the leukemia, the blood cancer research.
Yeah, 3 million fund. Pounds.
3 million pounds, yes, which is
yes.
Right.
A lot. And they're still doing it. They're still, they made another calendar 10 years on, and that made more money, and they're
they
still continuing.
They actually created like a whole franchise now.
Yes.
So they have chocolates and jams and all sorts of things that continue to raise money, and they're now like the leading charity for leukemia research and blood disorders in England.
Yep.
That is very, very cool. Have all of you worked together with each other before?
No.
I've worked with Diane once. We did a show called The Dixie Swim Club at Curtain Call Theater.
Right.
We were originally supposed to be doing Calendar Girls, but then unfortunately the license was pulled by the
Brits for some reason.
For whatever reason, they pulled the license apparently everywhere in North America.
Yep.
And so we ended up doing a show called Dixie Swim Club, which was a wonderful experience. And it was a real treasure working with Diana. So
Thank
I'm
you.
With Diane. Sorry.
Okay.
And I really do know her. Yes, I do. But then
I find name tags helpful.
Yeah. Now you see why I call all my castmates by their character names, because I'm terrified that in the middle of a very intense scene, I will say Devra. I'm like, no, it's Annie.
And I've worked with Devra. She was my star in Witness for the Prosecution.
Right.
It's amazing.
But Chris and I haven't had a chance to work.
Right.
And that's Chris, actually Joan.
Good job,
there you
buddy.
Go. And that's been we're having a great time.
Yes. Yeah. Hopefully the first of many times. So.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about the company itself. So are the homemade theater and they say, okay, we're going to do this, and then you get the nod, and then you put the cast together. Or how does
that's
that?
That's right. Yes.
Yes.
I am asked to direct, and then we hold auditions, and I and a couple of other people, Stacey Mayett Barnes, who's the artistic director, general manager, maven of the theater, help. We do auditions and choose the cast.
It's a fun, it's a great space.
It is
a very
wonderful
nice
space.
It's
beautiful
a beautiful space. Theater. I would say it's one of the nicest community theaters there are in this country, to have a 500-seat house, to have someone who's a permanent set designer and constructor there who is
brilliant.
Yeah, Kevin, who does beautiful work.
Just
a nice green room dressing. I mean, it's really unheard of.
Yeah.
So you do not feel like you're doing community theater. You really feel like you're, you know, a good off-Broadway house.
And it's comfortable for the audience. It's a beautiful setting.
Yes.
And it's just a lovely place to
yes.
see a show.
And it's in the state park, which
right.
you couldn't
yeah.
have something beautiful nicer.
Place to be.
Yes.
Yeah, we have an amazing support staff. Props That's lady. The props list for this show goes on for pages
forever.
And pages and pages. She's done a
lots
phenomenal.
Of bits.
Lovely. It's
and,
a lovely
and
show.
Backups, as we talked
yeah,
about
and,
earlier.
And wonderful support cast. There are so many wonderful little cameo roles in this show. Just
so now,
fun.
The first performance will be April 15th. Then.
Yes, it will.
April 15th, and then it'll run weekends through the 1st of May.
Yes.
So there will be evening performances on the 15th, the 16th, the 22nd, the 23rd, and the 29th and 30th at 8 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And then 2 o'clock matinees on the 24th of April and the 1st of May.
Yes.
You can find out more information by going to handmadetheater.org, handmadetheater.org.
Homemade.
Homemade.
Did I say handmade?
You did.
Hold on one second. Yep, that's the word. Okay. I'm working on the trifocal thing, and I'm not doing real well. I apologize. Homemadetheater.org, homemadetheater.org. It's Tim Firth's Calendar Girls. Deborah, Joan, and Diane, thank you so much for being with us. A great pleasure to have you on the program. And I'll give it one more time. It's homemadetheater.org for information, and a delight to have the three of you. Have a wonderful, wonderful run.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It sounds like so much fun. Thank you very much.
You're
listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.